Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. To learn more about City Place Church, visit cityplacechurch.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at City Place Church.
Hey, good morning, everybody. My name is Damon, and I am the lead pastor of City Place Church. And I just want to welcome you this morning to City Place Church Online. You know, God has got something special that he's going to say to you. This morning, I am standing inside of a local church here in Orlando, Florida. But you know what? Jesus declared to Peter that upon you, Peter, the gates of hell will not prevail. He actually said it like this. He said, upon my church, the gates of hell will not prevail. Even though I'm in a building, the building is not the church. You are the church. And this morning, as a global church, you're watching me. I'm spending time with you. I just want you to know that in this moment, Jesus wants to encounter you. So I'm going to pray, and I want you to go to level 10. We've been talking about level 10 over the last few weeks. Level 10 for us is we lean in. We're not just sitting back. We're saying, God, everything that you have for me today, I want. But Lord, I'm also going to give you my attention because I want to give you my heart. So let's pray, and then we're going to dive right into the word. And I just believe that our expectation, meeting Jesus, we're going to see miracles done. We're going to see encounters done. And I believe that right where you are, this Easter will be a defining moment for you and your families. Come on, right where you are, right where you are. Just bow your head. Close your eyes. Let's silence the noise for just a few moments. Father, we love you today. We thank you that as we have come as your people, that the church is not the building, but we are the church. And Father, standing on what Jesus said, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. God, I just declare that as we jump into your word this morning, that we will know that you are for us. Jesus, we honor you today. Resurrected King, resurrected Savior, our personal Lord, we invite you into our time today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Man, did you guys love the worship this morning? There is nothing like the presence of the Lord. Hey, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. We're going to hop right into God's word this morning. I've literally had this message in my heart for the last 2 months because I was thinking about just this opportunity that you and I have when Easter time comes around. But 2 months ago, I didn't know that we all would be sitting in the moment where our lives would be shaken, where the daily routine of our life would be interrupted. But if you spent any time with my wife and I over the last few weeks, we've been talking about things that happen when Jesus steps in. In fact, we said that we would have a conversation. And so if you don't mind, right where you are, I can't see you, but our team is waiting for you, and I just want to say hello. So tell me your name right where you are and tell me where you're from. You can put it right there in the comment section right there on Facebook or YouTube if you're watching on YouTube. But again, welcome to City Place Church this morning. Level 10, that's where we all go in and we say, God, we're going to grab hold of what you have for us this morning. John chapter 20, our team will put it down right there on the section for you. John chapter 20, verse 24 through 29 says this. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12 disciples, was not with them when Jesus came. Then other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. And so Thomas said to them, unless I see his hands where the nails were put and put my fingers into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Let me pause right there. I'm going to read a little bit more, but let me pause right there. Sometimes hearing ain't always believing. Sometimes hearing of the stories and the miracles of Jesus is not always believing. So this morning, I want to release you because Thomas clearly shows us that I hear you talking about Jesus, but there's something that I need on a personal level. Let's keep going. Verse 26. And after 8 days, his disciples, Jesus' disciples, were again inside of the house, and Thomas was with them. And Jesus came, even though the doors were shut, and he stood in the midst of them, and he said, peace to you. something happens when Jesus steps in, y'all. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger right here and touch my hands. And reach your hand here and touch my side. Don't be unbelieving, but believing. And Jesus said to Thomas, because you have seen, you now believe. But blessed are those who haven't seen and yet believe. You know what, this morning I just want to finish our 3-week conversation of when Jesus steps in, and just want to just say this, that when Jesus steps in, he's close enough for you to touch. See, Thomas was one of the 12 disciples, and Thomas sometimes gets a bad rap because we refer to Thomas as the doubting Thomas, but Thomas had walked with Jesus for 3 years, and we see that when we're reading the stories of the miracles, that we see that the disciples were with him. So that leads me to believe that Thomas saw Jesus when Jesus was walking on the water. We talked about that. Thomas saw Jesus when he healed the blind eyes. Thomas was there when he saw the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. In fact, Thomas would tell us that, hey, I was the one that was passing out the bread and the fish. Thomas was there when Jesus called Thomas's name and said, follow me. Thomas was there when there was a crowd of people around Jesus and Thomas was included in the crowd. And the Bible says that there was a woman that was so desperate for Jesus that she said, if only I could touch Jesus's hem, I'd know that I'll be made whole. Thomas was there when Jesus walked to the man's house and Jesus removed the crowd and Jesus stepped in and grabbed the girl's hand and said, girl, you only sleeping. Rise. Thomas was there when Jesus had been a part of all of these moments. Sometimes Thomas gets a bad rap. It's not that Thomas didn't believe. It's just that Thomas was used to being close enough to Jesus to where he can touch Jesus. See, this morning, I can't assume that all of you watching me this morning and we're just hanging out for a conversation, but I can't assume that you know the fullness of the love of Jesus. I can't assume that you know the fullness of God's love. But here's one thing that I'm inclined to tell you. I'm inclined to tell you that God is not motivated to love you because of your love for him. His love is for you because he simply loves you. See, Thomas had walked with Jesus for 3 years. He had seen the compassion of Jesus. He had seen the heart of Jesus. He had seen the miracle working side of Jesus. But Thomas had also seen Jesus behind the scenes, because the Bible says that Jesus would just hang out with his disciples eating breakfast, just like you have ate breakfast this morning, or some of you still eating your breakfast right now, which is totally fine. We're online. Thomas knew the personal side of Jesus. He was used to high-fiving Jesus. He was used to relaxing with Jesus after Jesus had ministered all day. I could see Thomas encouraging Jesus. Jesus, you're doing amazing. Jesus, you are the Son of God. Jesus, we got this. See, Thomas was coming from the perspective of, I know Jesus. I know his personal touch. So a story about him isn't good enough for me. See, I don't want to assume that you already know him this morning. My assignment is to get us as close to Jesus so that we can touch him. See, the Bible is filled with men and women who in life's toughest moments, they weren't satisfied with a story. They wanted their own encounter. There is Moses who had an encounter with God and he was serving God. But then in Exodus 33, he said, now, God, if you don't take another step with me, I'm not moving from here. He said, show me the fullness of yourself. And God showed up for him. The Bible says in Genesis that Jacob wrestled with God. And it says that he held on to God. And he wouldn't let him go until God touched him in a way that would shape his life forever. The word of God is filled with people who were saying the stories are good, but if you're close enough to touch me, and if I'm close enough to touch you, I'm going to touch it. See, as I think about Thomas, I'm thinking about someone who's saying, you're close enough to touch. Can I tell you that many of us in our life will deal with unbelief? In fact, in this moment of pandemic, moments where we could be walking through anxiety and worry and fear, can I ask you a question? Have you experienced a moment of unbelief? Come on. Yes or no? Write it down. See, it's not that some of us don't believe in God or believe in the power of his son. It's just that life's moments have a tendency to throw us off. And Thomas said, I'm going to go right back to the place where this whole thing began. It was Jesus that I encountered on a personal level. It was Jesus who I saw touching those lives. It was Jesus who I was walking with. So in this moment, when it comes time to know that his power is real, I'm going back to the moment to where I say, Jesus, you're close enough to me again to touch. See, I have to believe that Thomas was also thinking about the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. I want to read it to you right now. It says this, but Jesus was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. I have to believe this morning that Thomas never stopped believing in Jesus. He just wanted his own encounter with the risen Savior. He wanted to be able to touch the healing power. He wanted to be able to touch the resurrecting power. He wanted what was spoken by Isaiah to be his own personal story. Can I tell you this morning, right where you are, the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ is not just stuck in the Word of God. The resurrecting power of Jesus Christ is alive for you this morning. He's close enough for you to touch. Thomas gets a bad rap because we say he doubted, and even Jesus says, hey, if you believe. But I have to believe that Jesus is going, I'm going to strengthen your faith so that when you may not know that I'm here, I'm here. See, can I tell you that in the middle of this crisis, we need a touch. I was thinking about this thought, and maybe you can lean in level 10 on this, is that our personal view of Jesus in times past, into this current moment, has been shaped by two opinions. It's either the opinion or the stories of someone else, or our personal encounter or lack thereof. See, Thomas is giving us a really good example that, hey, I have personal accounts with Jesus. He said, yes, that he would die, and we actually saw him die. He said that he would raise from the dead, and although I know you have seen him, I want to have an encounter myself. This morning, as we're spending time together in this conversation, available to you, some 2,000 years later, is a risen Savior who walked out of a grave so that you could have life. Hearing ain't always believing, y'all. But here's what I do know, is that believing in Jesus, some of us might take the stories and say, I believe. But on the other hand, believing in Jesus might require a personal touch. It might require us going, God, if you're real, meet me now. Jesus, I need you. It's the same story that Thomas knew when the two blind men yelled out, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus said, do you want to be made whole? And they said, yes, we do. And Jesus said, let me touch you. See, they knew that if they would just have an encounter with God, that it would become their story, their personal encounter, which would then define their view of Jesus. This morning, you have an opportunity to have your own encounter with Jesus. If you're writing down some notes, here's what I wrote down. Jesus dying for you and resurrecting for you isn't just a story to tell, but it's a real life encounter that you can have with Jesus today. Here's what Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says. It says, but God demonstrate his love on a consistent basis for you in this, that while we were still sinners. The word sin means to miss the mark. While we were missing the spiritual target, Christ died for us. The writer of Romans said this after Jesus had died. So that means that they made the personal touch of Jesus after he rose from the dead their very own. They had an encounter with Jesus to the fact to where they could say that while I was still missing the mark, Jesus thought about me. Can I tell you this morning that Jesus has already thought about you? The peacemaker. The one who gives you life has already thought about you. No story can tell what your real experience can tell. See, I look at Thomas and I realize that Thomas was thinking that the resurrection of Jesus closes the gap between the life that I'm currently living and the life that I could have. Thomas said, I knew him in this way, and I understand that you have a story. But he says, for this next season of my life, there's a gap. And I don't want the gap to include just stories. I want the gap to include encounters with Jesus. Right where you are, an encounter with Jesus today can close the gap between the moment in time that we're all experiencing, the thing that you're walking through. If COVID-19 is impacting your life personally or your family's life, the moments of highs and lows, the resurrection of Jesus closes that gap so that we can experience the life that God has designed for you and I. See, Matthew chapter 27 and Luke and Mark chapter 15 tell the story of the pain that Jesus took for you and I. The Bible says that when Jesus was praying, that a group of men came to seize him because he had been betrayed. Have you ever been betrayed? Jesus knows what you've gone through. It says that the men came and they accused Jesus, and Jesus didn't say a word. And it says that because they accused Jesus, he was already guilty. It says that Jesus began to take beatings and pains, and he began to be whipped, as Isaiah said he would have been. Imagine Thomas is seeing all of this. It says that they put a crown of thorns on his head just to mock him, because some around him have said, this truly is the King of all kings. It says that they stretched him on a wooden cross, and it said that there were nails in his hands and in his feet. And then they hung him on a cross, and it says that while he was hanging on the cross, a spear came and pierced his side, and blood and water came flowing out. Thomas is seeing all of this. And I can't help but believe that when Thomas is talking to the other disciples and he says to them, I want to see him for myself, that he's going back and he's still thinking that I want to touch the freedom that I now have in my body. Because 1 Peter 2:24 says he himself bore our sins in his own body on the cross so that we might be dead to sins and live in righteousness. By his wounds, we are healed. I can imagine Thomas saying, I'm claiming my very own freedom in my body. I can see Thomas saying, when I touch him, I'm claiming the freedom of my mind. Because Jesus said that I'm going to give you my peace. I'm going to leave my peace to you, he says in John 14. I see Thomas saying, when I touch his hand, I'm going to have freedom in my hand. And then I see him saying, the touch of Jesus' side gives me freedom in my heart, because Psalms 147:3 says that Jesus heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. See, Thomas isn't doubting. Thomas just wants the familiar touch. Those of you who are watching, you may have grown up in church, and maybe your relationship with Jesus has become stale. Maybe Jesus was just the story, but at one point, he was close enough to touch. This morning, I'm talking to you. Some of you were on fire for Jesus until COVID-19 showed up. And you started to have that moment where anxiety is beginning to rise, and you begin to ask God the hard questions. This morning, can I redirect your attention to the fact that Jesus that when he steps in, it's noticeable and he's close enough to touch. For some of you, you popped on and you saw this guy standing on a stage with a table and you decided you would spend some time with us because you wanted to hear what the conversation was about. And you would tell me, you say, Damon, I would have never stepped foot into a church and I never wanted anything to do with God. This morning I'm talking to you and I want to tell you that the stories of others, those have been good. Or maybe those stories have hurt you because God wasn't painted in a loving way. This morning I want to tell you that just like Thomas, you could say, Jesus, in this moment, on this Easter Sunday, I need to experience for myself your reality. Here's the amazing thing is that Jesus didn't just leave Thomas on his own. It says that after Jesus had already been with the other disciples, he says that Jesus showed up and spoke directly to Thomas and said, Thomas, you've been wanting to touch me. And he says, come on, here's my hand. Grab hold of that freedom. Touch it. Touch my side. Grab hold of the healing that I bring to your heart. This morning, as you're watching me, I want to invite you to have your personal encounter with Jesus. I want to give you permission to push aside the stories and be selfish this morning. And ask Jesus in a bold way, Jesus, it's Easter. I know that you're close enough to touch. Come on, can we just pause really fast? I'm going to pray for you here, but come on, just say this with me. Say, Jesus, I want to experience you for myself right now. I believe that even as I'm talking, some of you are encountering Jesus for the very first time. See, Romans 10, 8 through 10 says this. It says, but what does it say? That when the word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Isn't it amazing that the writer of Romans says that if you accept Jesus, if you confess Jesus, it pulls you close to him. And that relationship with Jesus becomes your very own. In this moment, I just want to finish by offering you the gift that Jesus offered all of us through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. It's called salvation. It's what Romans just said. It's the acceptance of, if you believe that he died, if you believe that he rose, all you have to do is just say it out of your mouth. And he comes close. Close enough to touch. So I'm going to pray a simple prayer. And you're watching me. Come on, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Lean in. Level 10. Now's not the time. Lean in. Level 10. I'm going to pray a prayer. And I know moments during this pandemic could have caused us to have our faith fluctuate or maybe even doubt. But this morning, I want to invite you to have your personal touch with Jesus. I want to pray a prayer. It goes something like this. Dear Jesus, I acknowledge that you are here for me right now. And today I want to meet you. I am grateful that you died for me. You rose again so that I can have life with you. Today, I'm reaching out to touch you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, that's a simple prayer. I just gave you the example of what it is. Now, let's pray it together. You ready? Come on. I'm going to meet Jesus, or I'm going back into relationship with Jesus. Come on, let's pray together. Come on, as your family, gather your kids. Gather your kids. This is a special moment. Come on, say this with me. Jesus, I acknowledge that you're here. You're here for me right now. Today, I want you to be close. I'm grateful that you died for me and you rose again. And today, I accept you freely as my Lord and Savior. I'm pulling you close and reaching out to touch. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, there's something really powerful when you make that decision to follow Christ. And this morning, if you've made that bold decision, we have some next steps for you. Wasn't it an awesome message that you received that you said, you know, Jesus is close enough. I want him close enough to touch this morning. And I just want to be the first to say, well done. You know, the Bible declares that when you make that bold decision, heaven is literally throwing a party. You know, when I was a little girl, I made that decision, and maybe you find yourself in an older position. And I just want to tell you that the younger generation is watching you, and what happens from this point on matters. There's some next steps that we would love to surround you and to support you. Maybe you're watching outside of the Orlando region, and there's a great local church that you can get planted in to make your very next steps. You can find all of the information you need for next steps at cityplacechurch.com. We would love to come around you and to support you in your bold decision. Well done. You know, we also worship the Lord with our giving here at City Place Church. It's one of the things we love to do. Even for my kids, they're learning to worship the Lord in this way. And so many of us that love Jesus know the impact of what he's done. We know that whatever we have is all God's resources anyway. So this morning, I just invite you to join us as we continue to worship the Lord in our giving. You know, you can find all of the giving resources. My colleague will throw that text number on screen if you're feeling super savvy, or you can head to cityplacechurch.com/give to join us this morning. I would love to pray for you as you get ready to prepare your gift, and just say this one thing also. When we give to the Lord, not only is there great impact, just this week, Pastor was praying with doctor's offices. We're giving to local schools. We've been on the hunt since this whole kind of crisis has happened to figure out where we could be the hands and feet of Jesus. Not only are we doing that, but I want you to know that hearts are soft during this time. People are more apt and ready more than ever before to hear the name of Jesus, and your giving matters during this time. So let me pray over you and pray over that gift that is a seed unto the Lord. God, we just thank you right now for giving us the ability to give back to you what already belongs to you. We pray that you would take this tithe and this offering this morning, and that it would be a seed that you would water and you cause to grow and to bear good fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, you know, it's always a joy to see you every single Sunday. So we look forward to seeing you 7 days from now right here on this platform. Don't forget to subscribe or join us on Facebook or YouTube. And we'll see you next week.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.